You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website, or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
This is the Servants' Word meditation for Monday, March 11th. The passage is Exodus 6, verses 2 to 13. The theme: God, the Redeemer, and his purpose is to redeem Israel so they might truly be his people. So in chapter 5, Moses was called and commissioned to be leader and deliverer of Israel. His first attempt to free the people from oppression, he's rebuffed both by Pharaoh and by the people of Israel. But in Exodus 6:1, it says, "Now you will see what I will do with Pharaoh. With a strong hand, he will send them out." In Exodus 6:2, God said to Moses, "I'm the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob as God Almighty, but by my name, the Lord, I did not make myself known to them. I've heard their groanings from their hard bondage. I've remembered my covenant. Say to the people, I'm the Lord, and I will bring them out. I will deliver them from the hard bondage. I will redeem them with an outstretched arm. I will take for you my people, and I will be your God, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God who brought you out of oppression in Egypt. I will bring you to the land that I promised to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob. I will give to you the land as a possession." And Moses spoke thus to the people, but they did not listen to Moses because of their broken spirit and their cruel bondage. They were slaves, their spirit was broken by the bondage. But in verses 10 to 13, the Lord says again to Moses, "Go tell my people, go tell Pharaoh, let my people go." Moses said, "If Israel won't listen, why will Pharaoh?" But the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron and gave them a charge to the Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to bring the people of Israel out to the land of Egypt. So after the initial attempt and rebuff, the Lord reinforces Moses and Aaron by the name of God. To know the name, to know one's person's name in biblical times is to know the person, to be close to them, to be in relationship. He reveals more of who he is, more than he revealed to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob. He says, "He will act and will bring them out and to deliver them." In the New Testament, the name of Jesus is the highest of names, above every other name. It says, "Every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord." Jesus is also the one who is the true deliverer. The deliverance of Egypt is a type, a shadow, it pales compared to what the work of Jesus did as the deliverer, the one who redeems us from the cruel bondage of sin. Have you experienced trying to bring the gospel to others and they won't listen because they have a broken spirit, because of the cruel bondage of sin? Maybe you yourself are in that condition now currently of a broken spirit and experiencing bondage. Moses' response was to turn to God and to pray, to intercede, to complain. Jesus, in his ministry, he faced opposition. And when he faced opposition, he turned to the Father in prayer. God would call to us, "Remember the name. Remember the person who is ultimately the Lord, the Savior, the Deliverer, the Redeemer." He charges us, "Speak again to Pharaoh and the people. Let my people go. For I want to redeem them to be my people and give them the land as a possession."
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.